Our state capitol report continues now with a discussion with Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will discuss the announcement of about Madison's Oscar Mayer plant closing by 2017. We'll talk about the start of drug testing of welfare recipients. We'll talk about the state Senate's late night, early morning session on Friday going into Saturday morning when it approved changes to the Government Accountability Board and campaign finance law. And we will welcome your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I want to note that we did reach out to several Republican state senators to also join us during our state capitol report, but they either declined or did not respond to our requests. Jennifer Schilling is our guest. She is a Democratic state senator from La Crosse and the Senate Minority Leader. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Well, let's talk first about your late night to early morning session Friday into Saturday. What is your reaction to what the Senate passed on Friday night?
Certainly, very disappointed. What the Senate did was in the GAB in the campaign finance reform changes. It'll ultimately lead to more coordination with special interests. It's going to see more money in our elections and our campaigns, and certainly less transparency. So if voters already don't like the tone and the direction that these campaign ads take, often very negative, brace yourself to see more negative ads, brace yourself to see more coordination between candidates and these special interest groups, and just really that less transparency for the electorate to know who's paying for them.
Yeah. What about the change that the Senate put into that Government Accountability Board overhaul, having two retired judges serving on the new ethics board? Is that better than what the Assembly passed, which would have been completely partisan appointments?
Well, and I think we're taking a step backwards, going back to an old failed model of when we had two divisions that looked at both elections and ethics in Wisconsin. The Government Accountability Board, it was, you know, an eight-year-old agency. It came out of scandal in the Capitol. It was a strong bipartisan plan to put forward better oversight of these elections. And what we are now doing is a step backwards. I think it is important that there are at least those two retired judges, that they'll be nonpartisan. But right now, there'll be an ethics commission and an elections commission. Republicans will have two partisan appointments. Democrats have two partisan appointments. The governor will have, you know, a partisan appointment of former clerks, and then those two retired judges, and they'll serve five-year terms. But part of the problem that we raised as Democrats, our concern is, first, we didn't think we should be disbanding it, that there were audits that said they were doing a good job. They're, you know, oftentimes they had, they were short-staffed because of all of the elections and the recalls and things that were happening. But we have had, that group has been audited fairly significantly. But as we look ahead, as this new structure is set up and put in place, you know, by July of next year, we will only be a matter of 4 months out from the November election with a photo ID in place. The November ballot design is still being worked on. This new agency will be set up, and experienced staff are already leaving. So I just think moving forward, these two bills really very quickly in October and November, very little public input. It just shows a disregard for Wisconsin voters and for local election officials as well.
Let's take some calls. Wayne in Fish Creek is with us. Hello, Wayne.
Good morning. I have a question about the GAB being dismantled or ineffectively significantly harmed in light of the potential for records that have been accrued there. I'm concerned that we won't be able to get at the history of what the performance of candidates has been in terms of contributing funds. My concern also arises from the fact, if I understand correctly, the Supreme Court, when investigating Governor Walker and the case around using John Doe, was brought to them. They said that the record had to be destroyed. So I'm concerned with all the dismantling, shifting, transitioning, his accountability will not be available through records. And should there be an injunction placed on making those records available in the future for full disclosure?
Well, I do think that by moving away from that successful nonpartisan oversight structure and allowing Governor Walker and legislative leaders to appoint political cronies, that the Republican proposal, it will make it more difficult to investigate criminal misconduct, ethics violations, campaign wrongdoings. And certainly given the attack on open records laws, a high-profile criminal investigations and repeated instances of cronyism, it's clear that we need more government accountability and not less. And so certainly making sure that the records that are there now, that they are preserved, and certainly with the John Doe 2 investigation coming to what I think is a premature close, that there is concern about some of the records and the investigations that have been ongoing, but we also need to make sure that we have transparency for government accountability, elected officials for their own campaign records, and they will maintain that, and we have to continue to submit reports to the new accountability commission.
I wanted to get your reaction to Governor Walker on Friday saying that he's committed to helping those affected by the plant closure of Madison's Oscar Mayer plant, and that he has asked for a meeting with Kraft Heinz leadership, even though company officials have said their minds are made up. Walker also said Democrats should stop pointing fingers and work with Republicans on this matter. What do you say to the governor in response?
Well, I'm afraid it might be too little, far too late. And Governor Walker, he has been, disengaged throughout this year. And as he was out on the presidential campaign, our flagship job agency, WEDIC, continues to be plagued by scandals and unacceptable high levels of staff turnover. Just last week, I believe three vice presidents of WEDIC announced that they were leaving. And reading some of the industry papers about this merger, there were experts in the industry that back in July said, look, this should not come as a surprise. There are going to be changes that are going to be coming. And some states obviously took that cue and started a communication. WEDIC and this administration dropped the ball on reaching out to Oscar Mayer. I mean, at a time that we have over 10,000 Wisconsin workers have been affected by outsourcing and business closings this year compared to a little over 6,000 workers in all of 2014. And so, the spike in layoffs and business closings following months of, inaction on job creation and legislation to deal with economic opportunities and jobs, I have been frustrated that I just don't sense a sense of urgency by this legislature to address the sluggish job numbers and heightened layoffs this year.
Yeah, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca is calling for a special session on jobs. Are you on board with that idea?
That would be a great idea. The fact that we were in extraordinary session on Friday so that, politicians could save their own jobs by increasing campaign finance limits and adding more money into, campaigns, while we should be in extraordinary session to deal with, hardworking Wisconsinite jobs, I found really poor and distasteful. It was upsetting.
You put out a news release a couple of weeks ago criticizing Republicans for focusing on the Government Accountability Board and limiting John Doe investigations rather than protecting jobs. What exactly do you want Republicans to do?
Well, we do need to, focus on solving the challenges and do more to help working families in Wisconsin. At Senate Democrats, we recently released a Badger blueprint plan to move Wisconsin forward. It's our agenda that we would like to be working on. It features new and innovative ideas to lower student loan debt, making childcare more affordable, investing in infrastructure, and increasing retirement securities for hardworking families. And those are just, some of the issues that we would like to be working on. And I live in western Wisconsin. I am a mom with a minivan. I'm at my son's school often. I'm at pancake breakfast. I'm out on Main Street meeting with small businesses, and not one of them has, I've never been stopped to say, look, Jennifer, we'd like more money in campaigns. People are worried about their public schools. They are worried about the cost of higher education for their sons and daughters. They're frustrated that our infrastructure in Wisconsin is crumbling, and we don't have the intestinal fortitude to make the tough decisions and have a long-term sustainable funding source in Wisconsin for infrastructure. If it's our roads, it's bridges, it's broadband in rural parts of the state, that this current legislative majority just seems to be out of touch about what people in, small town Wisconsin or urban Wisconsin want us to talk about and be problem solvers and work on the issues that are really at hand rather than these very narrow issues that no one is calling for.
Yeah, we have just a minute or so left. Welfare recipients will be tested for drugs starting today. Governor Walker says employers have told him that they need workers who are drug free. So he says this measure is going to help those people land jobs. What do you say?
Well, drug testing laid off workers has been shown across the country to be redundant and expensive. We know from studies in other states that have tried this that there are extraordinarily low rates of positive tests. One of the primary reasons being that people who are laid off, unemployed, out of work, they don't have a lot of disposable income to buy illegal drugs. The bottom line is these new government mandates are designed to disparage people in need of temporary assistance and make life harder for children, people with disabilities, and working families in Wisconsin. And so while Republicans are continuing to stack the deck against hardworking Wisconsin families while they continue to give millions in tax breaks to the wealthy and corporations that are outsourcing jobs, I just, again, think this is another piece of legislation that is out of touch about what we need to be doing to be jumpstarting our economy, to make sure that we're strengthening our schools, to make sure that folks who want to start a small business and want to be an entrepreneur have lower risks and their incentives for research and development in the state. And the majority seems to be focused on a very narrow, mean-spirited pieces of legislation here in Wisconsin.
And we'll need to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us. Jennifer Schilling, Democratic State Senator from La Crosse and the Senate Minority Leader. Thanks to Bill Martens, to Jennifer Dargan, and to Chris Molina for producing and directing this program. This is the Ideas Network.